would turn together this morning. I'm going to be reading out of the Old Testament from the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 17, and verse number 1. And we want to minister today on the building of the house. On the building of the house. 1 Chronicles 17, verse 1. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, "Lo, I dwell in an house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under curtains." Then Nathan said unto David, "Do all that is in thine heart, for God is with thee." And it came to pass the same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell David my servant, thus saith the Lord, Thou shalt not build me an house to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in an house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another, wheresoever I have walked with all Israel. Spake I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have you not built me an house of cedars? Now therefore thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast walked, and have cut off all thine enemies from before thee, and have made thee a name like the name of the great men that are in the earth. And I will ordain a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and they shall dwell in their place, and shall be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness waste them any more as at the beginning. And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore, I tell thee that the Lord will build thee an house, and it shall come to pass, when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me an house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. And I will not take my mercy away from him as I took it from him that was before thee. But I will settle him in mine house, and in my kingdom forever. And his throne shall be established forevermore." Praise God. Amen. Brother Grissom, would you pray? Amen, and you may be seated. As I began to research the background for this particular passage of Scripture, that I discovered that this occurred shortly after the return of the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was being returned again to Jerusalem and to the tabernacle that was built to honor God. And as it was being returned, there was great rejoicing. There was a time of festivity. There was a time of praise and worship and thanksgiving for the Lord, because the Ark of God was being returned again to the place where God had ordained it to be. And David looked around him as he sat in his house, and he observed that he dwelt in a house of cedar, that he lived in a palace, if you please, a luxurious palace, a beautiful dwelling place fit for a king. And as he observed the house that he had built, something came over him that compelled him to desire to build a house for the Lord his God. Now, the prophecy that we have read to you here in 1 Chronicles 17 is a prophecy which has both a primary and a secondary fulfillment. There are many prophecies in the Bible that have both a primary and a secondary fulfillment. For instance, that John the Baptist fulfilled the scripture concerning the coming of Elijah. Jesus said that this is Elijah to those that will receive it, for he came in the spirit and power of Elijah. But Jesus also predicted another day. And he told his disciples that there are some of you standing here that will not taste death till you see the Son of Man coming in power and great glory. And 8 days passed, and Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on a mountain. And there he was transfigured, and there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah. For the Bible says that before the great and terrible day of the Lord, that the Lord would send Elijah the prophet, and that he would turn the fathers to the children, and the children to the fathers, lest the Lord would smite the earth with a curse. So it was at a primary as well as a secondary fulfillment. And as we look at this scripture, that the Bible tells us that David desired to build a house for God. Amen. This is a noble desire. When we look at that David's desire to build a house, on the surface, that we would concur, I'm sure, with Nathan the prophet: do all that is in thine heart to do, because God's with you. One thing that we find throughout the scripture, that God was with David, and God mightily anointed David and blessed David and his kingdom. That his kingdom was a great kingdom that stretched from the river Euphrates all the way to the river of Egypt. That it was a great and a mighty kingdom. There was peace, amen, during that end of David's reign, because David had conquered many enemies as a man of God. But God said, "You shall not build me a house to dwell in. It's not my plan for you to build me a house." And another reference, we find that the reason that God did not want David to build a house for his name, because David was a man of war. And David had shed much blood as a soldier in the army of the Lord. And God wanted to build this house as a house of peace. He wanted this to be a symbol of the blessings of God that were to be pronounced upon all nations that would come and worship at the foot of his throne. And so God said, no, David, I'm not going to allow you to build me a house. And he said, since the time that I led Israel out of Egypt and brought them into this land and helped them to conquer their enemies, have I ever said, build me a house of cedar? Have I ever complained? Have I ever made a petition that you should build me a house? But he said, no, David. He said, but rather, I am going to build you a house. I'm going to establish your house. I'm going to establish your kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know that you can't outdo God. Amen. No matter how much you want, amen, to be a blessing, that God is greater. Amen. The less is always blessed by the greater. You cannot outperform God. It doesn't matter what you give. It doesn't matter how much you sacrifice. It doesn't matter how much you praise Him. It doesn't matter how much you honor God. God, amen, will always bless you more than you're ever able to bless Him. You desire to bless me, and you desire to build me a house, but God said, I'm going to build you a house. I'm going to establish the house of David. Oh, hallelujah. And my covenant with David will never be broken. In another place, the Bible says that if I break my covenant with the sun, if I break my covenant with the moon, if summer and winter, spring and fall ever cease, then I'll break my covenant with David. But I'm not going to break my covenant with David. I'm not going to break my covenant with the day or the night, because I'm going to establish your house, and it's going to be forever a kingdom of righteousness and truth. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm going to build you a house. Even the Bible says that always that is natural and then that's spiritual. God did not create the spiritual man, Adam, first, but He created the natural man, Adam. And afterward, the spiritual. Amen. First, He gave us the natural law. He gave us the law, amen, of Moses, that regulated our daily life and the life of those that were the house of Israel. Amen. First, that had to do with the earth, earthly. But afterward that, amen, of the heavens, heavenly. Praise God. First, He gave the law that was written upon the earthly tables of stone. But now He has given us a spiritual law that is higher than any law that could be written upon stone. He's written His law upon the fleshly tables of our heart to establish a spiritual kingdom. Oh, I thank God, amen, that when God does something, He does it greater than we could ever imagine it to be. David envisioned of doing something great for God. Amen. He desired to build a house for the Lord. Amen. And what a noble desire that was. Amen. To build a house to honor the name of the Lord. But God said, first, I'm going to establish you. I'm going to establish the house of David. Amen. And one day He said, I'm going to give you a son. And I'm going to cause your son to build a house for God. Praise the Lord. You're not going to build it. But He said, a son that comes out of your loins is going to build a house under my name. Praise God. Amen. And God said, and I'm going to establish His throne forever. Amen. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom. And God said, and I'm going to be his father, and he's going to be my son, and I'm not going to take away my mercy from him, but his house and his throne is going to endure for all time and eternity, because I'm going to show you, David, that I'm going to establish you and your house. And then, amen, then your son is going to build a house unto my name. Now there was a primary fulfillment. Amen. God was looking down far beyond, amen, the time of Solomon and the house that Solomon would build. Solomon built a beautiful house to the Lord. The Bible says that Solomon, amen, had skilled craftsmen, and he hired men from Tyre, amen, to come down and hew logs of cedar, and they fashioned the house of God with beautiful stones and overlaid it, amen, with gold and silver. And it was a beautiful house unto the Lord. Amen. When it was finished, it was so marvelous in the eyes of God, in the eyes of all Israel. The Bible said God was pleased with the house that was built. Amen. And the Shekinah glory of God came down and settled upon that house, so that they could not even go in to minister, amen, before the Lord, because of the presence of God was so great. God appeared unto Solomon. Amen. And God promised that he would bless Solomon, and he would bless his kingdom. And Solomon prayed, Lord, he said, I don't know how to come in, and I don't know how to go out. Lord, I want you to give me wisdom. I want you to give me understanding. Amen. That I might walk worthy, and I might lead the flock of your pasture. And God said, not only am I going to give you wisdom and understanding, but I'm going to give you power and wealth and riches. Amen. And your wisdom is going to be known throughout all the world, because you have prayed such a humble prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it was a glorious day, the house that Solomon built. But God wasn't just talking about, amen, a temporal thing. Amen. The fact the Bible says, amen, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Oh, what is this house that you would build me? Could the heaven of heavens contain the glory of God? Amen. Not even Solomon's temple, amen, could adequately, amen, honor the name of Jesus in a way that it should be honored. For there's not anything in this earth, amen, that is worthy, amen, of the glory of God. Nothing that can approach unto that glory. But God was looking far down through the ages when another son of David, oh hallelujah, was going to build him a house. And God said, and this son that will come out of your loins, David, amen, he said, I'm going to be his father. Amen. In a secondary sense, amen, God was a father unto Solomon. Amen. But in a very real and literal sense, amen, he overshadowed a virgin. Amen. And that was born unto Mary was called the Son of God. God said, I'm going to be his father, and he's going to be my son, and I'm not going to take away my mercy. I'm not going, amen, to take away my blessings, but his house and his throne are going to endure forever throughout eternity. Amen. Because I'm going, amen, to establish the house of David. I'm going to prepare your house. Amen. So that my son that's going to come out of your loins, he's going to build a house more glorious, amen, than any house that has ever been built by the hands of man. Amen. God, amen, said in essence, I'm going to build the house. Amen. The Bible says, amen, except the Lord build the house. Amen. Amen. Except the Lord build the house. They what? They labor in vain that build it. I'm talking about another house today. Amen. As glorious as Solomon's house was, as glorious as that physical building was, my Bible tells me, amen, that there is a greater house. Amen. Jesus said, a greater than Solomon is here. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God, amen, was not just looking to the temporary. He was not looking to the physical realm, but He was looking to a spiritual kingdom that should be established for all time and eternity. Looking down through the eons, that the Son of David would come and build a house that would never be destroyed. Amen. Jesus told His disciples shortly before His crucifixion, they were marveling at the temple, the building, the massive walls, the splendor of the house of the Lord. And Jesus told them, He said, the time is coming that not a stone of this building is going to be left standing one upon the other. But it's all going to be cast down. Oh, what a tragic end to something that started out so glorious. Amen. It was established, amen, in mercy. It was established in grace. It was established upon the precepts of God's eternal plan. Amen. God, amen, blessed, amen, that house with His presence. Amen. And great was the glory of that former house. Amen. But Jesus said, there's coming a day that this house, amen, is going to be left unto you desolate. But oh, I thank God, and I found a greater house than the house that Solomon built. I found the house that the Lord has built. Amen. He said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Can you say praise the Lord? That this house, amen, is going to be a spiritual house. Jesus Christ, as the Son of David, amen, has said that He would establish a house, amen, that would never perish. Daniel had a vision of that house. Amen. He saw a vision of a rock that was hewn out of a mountain. And it smote the image of Nebuchadnezzar, which was the golden kingdom, that great kingdom that boasted itself in all of its grandeur, in all of its beauty, in its riches, in its power, and its majesty. The Bible says that that image of gold and silver and brass and iron, all the kingdoms of the earth being represented by that great image that would stand at the end of the age. Amen. That stone that was hewn out of the mountain smote the feet of that image, and the gold and the silver and the bronze and the iron and the clay, amen, was ground to powder. And that stone, amen, that was cut out of the mountain without hands, it became a mountain that filled the whole earth. You know why? Because when God builds a house, it stands. When God establishes His spiritual house, nothing shall ever tear it down. Nothing shall ever destroy its beauty and its glory, because God said, amen, that house and that kingdom shall endure forevermore. Oh, the building of a house. God, the master builder, in Hebrews chapter 3, and I'm going to try to bring to a conclusion today, amen, the building of this house. In Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 3, the Bible says of this man Jesus, for this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. Who is this man? Hallelujah. The house that Solomon built is no longer standing. You can go to Jerusalem today, and all that you will find is an empty plot of ground where the house once stood. Only the outer wall, called the Wailing Wall, is all that western wall is the only remnant, amen, of that once glorious house, amen, that Solomon built, amen, because it was built by the hand of man. Oh, but the house, amen, that this man Jesus built, amen, he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, oh, I want you to look at verse number 6. I want you to focus on this verse of Scripture. But Christ, as a son, who he was the son of David, but he was more than the son of David. He was the son of God. The Bible says, but this Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we. Amen. We are the house. Hallelujah. I said, we are the house. The house is us. Amen. When God gave the promise to David, I'm going to cause one of your sons to sit upon my throne. And I'm going to establish him. And he's going to build me a house. He was talking about something greater. Amen. And the building that Solomon built. He was talking about something greater that was to occupy a mountaintop for a few hundred years. But he was talking about a house that was going to stand for all eternity. A house that would be established forever and ever. Amen. Upon his throne and upon his house. Amen. I will not withdraw my mercy. I'm glad today that we're a part of a house that knows the mercy of God. Hallelujah. That we are a house of mercy. We are a house of truth. We are a house that's blessed of God. Amen. His mercies are renewed every day. God said, I won't withdraw my mercy from this house like I withdrew it from he that ruled before you. But I'm going to have mercy upon my house. If you're a part of the church of the living God today, amen, you can expect mercy. You can expect grace. You can expect forgiveness, because he said, this house shall never be destroyed. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The devil can't destroy this house. The army can't destroy this house. Amen. All the forces and all of the power of the enemy cannot destroy this house, because this house is built upon a foundation that cannot be moved. Amen. The Bible says in the last days everything that can be moved is going to be moved. But my house is going to stand. Hallelujah. If you're built upon the rock, Christ Jesus. Amen. You are a house that will not be moved. You are a building holy unto the Lord. If we hold fast. Lord, you didn't have to add that part. I thought God, amen, I thought that the Bible taught eternal security. I thought once you were in the house, you were in the house. I thought once you were a part of the kingdom, and you were in the kingdom. The Bible says, amen, that we're the house of God. If. You mean God put a condition? God, amen, set some parameters for the house? That God established, amen, some principles, some requirements for being a part of the house. Not just anything would do. Amen. Solomon didn't build his building out of inferior product. He didn't just gather up any an old pile of stones and say that's good enough for the house of God. He didn't go out and chop down some old mesquite trees and said those are good enough for the house of the Lord. He said, we're going to Lebanon. We're going to hew down cedars. Praise God. We're going to hew down, amen, your great stones. Amen. That it might be a house that would honor the name of the Lord. Amen. God, amen, did not just gather up a bunch of rubble, but God said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. Amen. That you were chosen of God, for whom he did foreknow. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be called the firstborn of many brethren. Amen. God chose us as lively stones. If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. We are a holy building. We are a house, amen, that is ordained unto God. This house is forever established. Amen. This house is going to endure. Amen. You individually are not predestined, but the church is predestined of God. If you're part of the house, then you're predestined. Because this house isn't going to crumble. This house isn't going to decay. Oh, hallelujah. This house is not going to be torn down. This house is not going to become a pile of rubble. Amen, Brother Neil. If I just stay in the house, if I'll stay fitly joined together, amen, with my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, amen, amen, that I know, amen, that God is going to bless me, that God has assured me that I'm going, amen, to be victorious. Why? Because I'm a part of something, amen, that shall never pass away. Oh, I'm going to establish you. David said, I want to build your house, God. Amen, David. Amen, that's commendable. But you couldn't build the kind of house that I need to build. Amen. There's not enough, amen, intelligence in all of humanity to put together the kind of house, amen, that I'm going to build. Amen, but this is going to be a divine work of the Spirit. And my son is going to build this house. My son is going, amen, to gather up the materials that are going to be used in this building, because this is going to be a building that's going to withstand all time and eternity. My house shall be an everlasting kingdom. Amen. And his throne, amen, shall never be diminished. Hallelujah. The building of a house. Oh God, help us today. Help us today, oh God, that we might be that house that you have ordained for us to be. You are the house. You are the building. You are the temple of God. If you hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm. How long, Lord? Until the end. We gotta stay in the house. Hallelujah. As long as we stay in the house, we're gonna be safe. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Egypt many years ago that there was a judgment in the land. God said, I want you to prepare a lamb. A lamb for every house. And I want you to apply the blood upon the doorpost and upon the mantle of the door. And I want everybody to stay in the house. That when the death angel passes over, that no harm would come to that house. But there was a stipulation. You had to stay in the house. It didn't matter whether the blood was there or no. It was required that the blood be there. If the blood wasn't there, amen, that judgment was coming upon that house. But furthermore, the Lord said, amen, if you want to be saved, you got to stay in the house. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to stay in the house tonight. Because this is not a building that's made by the hands of man. The church is not mortar and brick. The church is not wood and stone. But we're the church. We're the house that God built. My son's going to build the house. Aren't you glad that God built the church? Amen. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. You can build steeples that reach to the sky. You can build magnificent buildings as monuments to your faith in God. But except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. God's building a house in 2009. God's building a house, amen, amen, where He can dwell. God's building a house where His glory can shine forth, amen, because God's building a house that everyone that enters into the house can be saved. Hallelujah. Oh God, help us to be a house that's a refuge. Help us to be a house that's a covert from the storm. Let us be the house that God built. We are the house. Let's hold that profession of faith. Let's hold to that hope of glory, because Jesus is coming again. Would you stand today? He's building a spiritual house. Amen. God's still working on me. He's working on you. He's still shaping our lives. He's still molding. Amen. The building of this house is an ongoing process. The most beautiful house in the world, amen, is still unfinished. Most beautiful building that the world will ever know, still an unfinished product, because God's still building this house. Hallelujah. But one day the final stone is going to be set. One day the final, amen, timber is going to be put in place. He said this gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached unto all nations for my name's sake. And then, what did he say? Then shall the end come. You know why? You know why Jesus hasn't already come? Because he's still building the house. Not my house. Amen. We think about him going. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. I believe he finished my house a long time ago, Brother Grissom. I've got a place reserved in glory if I remain faithful to the Lord. Amen. It's not our house he's building. Amen. He's building his house. Hallelujah. It's time to stretch the cords. It's time to enlarge our stakes. It's time, amen, to lift up our eyes and look on the fields, because God hasn't finished the house. But he said, I'm sending you forth as laborers. Amen. And when you finish the task, I'm coming back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's building a house as a habitation of his spirit. Would you come, those that would come and pray, would you come right now? If you want to be a part of this kingdom and you've never experienced the saving grace of God, I invite you to enter into his presence today, to enter into the house of the Lord. There's safety, there's security. in the house of God. I'm going to build my house. Hallelujah. He's building a house today. Oh, thank God. Brother Grissom, would you come?
Somewhere in this world is the last soul that's going to be added to the church. Somewhere in this world is the last name that God's going to write on his roll. Could it be here? Could it be standing? Could that person be standing in this sanctuary this morning? It's possible. They're somewhere. And when that person's added and that stone's put in place, and that soul has been added to this spiritual house, he's going to say, that's it. My house is complete. Praise God. I don't want to be left laying around. Amen. As some leftover refuge that God couldn't use. Some stone that he tried to shape that said, no, I can't use this because it won't let me form it. It keeps crumbling when I try to chip away. It's inferior. It won't make it. And he has to cast it aside. Amen. I want to be firmly placed into that building, locked and set. Amen. How about you today? Praise the Lord. Is there somebody here? You want to be a part of that house. You don't want to be left sitting and left behind. Amen. You want to be fitly framed. Praise God. You don't mind the Lord working on you, taking things away and adding things so that you can be adequate to do and be a part of his house. Amen. Anybody need a little, you need a little change in today? Some things not quite right? Some attitudes, some things in your life that you need to really allow the Lord to work on? Why don't you give him some time to do that this morning? Why don't you just step out right now and come down to this altar and say, God, I want you to work on me. I'm not what I need to be. Amen. You know what my weaknesses are, and you know how to add your strength to my life. Amen. Why don't you let him do that right now? Form you and shape you and make you in what he wants you to be and what you want to become. Amen. Praise God. Let's come and pray. Spend a little time with the Lord. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice. Lift your face to heaven. Here I am, Jesus. Make me. Make me what I ought to be. Make me what you want me to be. Help me to be, God, a part of this house today. A glorious house. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you for choosing me. All of the things you could have chosen, of all that you could have selected, thank you because you chose me. You made me a part. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You made me a part. I'm thankful, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I thank you this morning, Jesus. I love you, Master. I love you, Master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mold me, O Lord. Make me, O Lord. Hallelujah. As we stand in every way, help me to be like you, Jesus. Help me to be like you, Jesus. Cleanse me, and I'll be clean. Amen. Shape me, Lord Jesus. Mold me and mold me. Help me to fit that place that you have designed for me to be. Help me to become that person that you want me to become, now and for eternity. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Make me what you want me to be. Hallelujah. Help me to be more like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Let your sweet aroma fill my life. Joseph, share and show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Day stars shine down on me.
Jesus.
Let your love shine through me in the night. Won't you lead me, Lord? I'll follow. Anywhere you open up the door, let your word speak to me, show me things I've never seen before. Take what's wrong and make it right. I pray day stars shine down on me and let your love shine through me in the night. Won't you lead me, Lord? Wrong and make it right. I pray day stars shine down on me and let your love shine through me in the night. Day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Oh, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week. Make the moon and the stars, sun and the earth.